pretty day like this reminds me of my early Folk Life Festival days. Back in the very beginning, the music teacher at our elementary school was the founder, Becky Burns, and so she got us all involved. And our daughters were in a group that clog danced all the time, so we were always here clogging and watching the kids clog. And then they played the dulcimer with friends of old time music, and especially our daughter Jenny was in the played with the group a few times, and that was big fun. And a friend of mine, Sharon Bitters, and I were chairman of the Folk Life Festival in the very must have been in the first 5 years. We did it for a couple years, and my favorite thing we did was we had a booth called Friendship Garden, and we publicized it for a couple weeks before the festival, so people from all over the community brought starts of plants from their gardens, and we had a plant exchange. And so, and there, people tried to remember a story to tell with their plant, who they got it from, and where it originally lived. That was one of our favorite things we did for those couple of years. And we always used to love, our very favorite band was Friends of Old Time Music, of course, the Vibberts family. But then we also liked the Nicholas family, was here and did the same kind of old time music a lot. And of course we remember Cliff Hardesty from the very beginning, and I think he must have been here every year. And the fellow who makes the violins that they named the stage for this year, we remember him from the very beginning. And I'm sure there are other wonderful things that we've done at Folk Life through the years. Oh, we always, the kids got the dancing dolls, the clog dolls, from the fellow from Sharon, Ohio, that's from where our ancestors were from, so that was a neat thing for us. We're on our way over to see if he's over there today.
And where would they clog dance?
They usually clogged in front of St. John's Church is where their stage usually was, but then they travel around to, you know, the other greens occasionally, but I think I mostly remember them being on the children's stage. They used to, that the southeast green used to be the children's green and all kinds of kids activities, and that's usually where they clogged. It's great. I think that's it.